Hi, and welcome to the latest and the greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. This is episode number 50. Dun, 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 dun. And for those people who have been listening for all these weeks, 50 fucking weeks, I'm sure I might have missed a week at one point. I don't know, but holy shit. First of all, I want to point out that I know that there are some people who have been listening from day one. And if you're one of those people, you have more dedication than I do because I put this shit out there, you know? And actually, no, I listen to my own podcasts now, not for quality control, because sometimes it's shit I need to hear too, you know? I'm a coach, but I'm also someone who's learning along the way. So this is the 50th podcast. And if you haven't been listening the entire way, you've missed out on some amazing journeys, but fuck, it's 50 podcasts to go through. So please, you don't need to go through them all. Like, go through ones that resonate with you, but also, like, here we are. Like, this is the fucking, the pinnacle of information and ideas that sometimes there's benefit from going through the old, and there's definitely that, because you can even see my evolution as a coach, but sometimes it's really good just to make a fucking commitment that you're going to listen to the next 50, that no matter what's going to happen, that every Saturday we're tuning in and we're going to fucking just, it's like, what is it, 20 minutes out of your day, 20 amazing minutes out of a day that is amazing as consequence. So this is the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. Now, and so someone on Instagram, and I'm going to name you, but I'm not going to name your last name because I feel like that's okay, because this is such a, you know, it's a name that could be anyone. But Vanessa asks me more about unconditional love. You know, in fact, on Instagram, she was like, well, later in an earlier podcast, and I know you're someone who's been listening from the start. On the earlier podcast, she was saying something like, she said that in an earlier podcast you talked about, you could talk about unconditional love for a while, so why don't you talk about that? And I was like, fuck you, I will. So here we are, we're talking about unconditional love. And I want to talk about it in a way that really is something different from what everyone else thinks it is. Because, honestly, when we understand it in this unique way that is quite different, that most people, I believe, get unconditional love wrong. And when you get it wrong, it's like learning to walk, but someone told you that you could only walk with your knees. And then imagine if you want to run. In my opinion, that's just fucked up, you know? It's like learning how to drive, but someone says you can't use the steering wheel. It's like learning how to play soccer, but someone says you have to, and in Australia we call it soccer, depending on where you are in the world, learning to play soccer, and someone says you have to play with a blindfold on. So this definition of unconditional love is the definition that when you understand it, it fucking makes a huge shift, because you start to look at love differently. And when you start to look at love differently, you start to look at everything differently. When you start to look at everything differently, things get easier, things get faster, things get more passionate, things get full of growth. You know, the amount of times that it's like the other day someone asked me, they said, hey, they asked me what I did today, and I told them what I did, and they said, your life sounds like it's a fuck it, you're on a vacation. I said, well, it feels like it. I probably work harder than anyone else, but it feels like I'm on a vacation. You know, sometimes I chill out, sometimes I do nothing, and sometimes I don't. And that's because my definition, my understanding of work is what serves me. Now, as always, sorry, I just a bit of a frog in my throat. As always, I'm going to invite you to fucking come up with your own definition, because I'm a coach who's teaching you how to fucking slam dunk, right? There's no point in me doing the slam dunks for you. But at the same time, you know, maybe I've got some strategies that really help people at the same time. But when it comes to this definition, this is what I found is such a universal definition that when we really get in touch with it, and it's funny, I'm building this up because it deserves the build up. When we really fucking understand it at this level, this is like the reductionist level, shit changes. It's like when people discovered that, you know, when you really get deep enough with atoms, that things either have, what is it? They're like a wave or a particle, or not quite, when you get at a really subatomic level, but you can define one but not the other. Like, you can define a location with, I'm getting really philosophical here, but let's not get into that. So, unconditional love. Unconditional love. Unconditional love is feeling love despite what is going on around you. It's got nothing to do with loving someone unconditionally. Because there is a difference, and I want you to understand this. What most people think unconditional love is that you love someone despite how they treat you, or despite the conditions on the relationship itself. So it might be, and this is where, here, this is the shit, right? This is the thing that gets people into toxic relationships, because they think, unconditional love, I've just got to love that person unconditionally. Oh, they're not listening to me? They're not letting me do what I want to do? Oh, I just got to love them unconditionally. If I just love them unconditionally enough, maybe they'll love me back. And when that happens, it's a trade. There's no conditions. You're like, maybe I'll be happy if I just do this one thing enough. I like to attribute that the common definition of unconditional love is somewhat akin to masochism, or what's the word, like self-flagellation. You know, like the idea that, you know, you've done something bad, so you're going to fucking whip yourself, but at the same time, you really enjoy being whipped. And I know some people who love being whipped, but this is not about pleasure. This is about love. And so when we look at love this way, it becomes a bit of a trade. It becomes a bit of a situation where we put ourselves in a... It's like we're trying to delude ourselves. And this is akin to me, and I've been posting this a lot on Instagram at the time. If you're listening to this live, then great. If you're listening to this within the week, then great. But if you're listening to this centuries, because we all know this podcast is going to be available for centuries down the track, then sometimes, you know, you'll miss this out. But it's akin to people using patience as an excuse. They say, I've just got to be patient. But really, they're in a lot of pain. So things can be used to butter up ourselves from pain, and things can be used to actually get us to where we want to go, and things can be used because they just feel good. Now, when we think of unconditional love, just feeling love despite the conditions, this means, right? Now we flip the script. Remember, if you've listened to earlier podcasts, it's called inverse law. So when we flip the script, inverse law states that often, you know, sometimes actions get results, and most people, you know, that's how it generally works for most people. But when you work with me, you discover that feelings get the actions, which gets the results. It starts with what you feel, which change your thoughts, then would change your actions. So when you feel love, despite what is actually happening around you, you know, what does it feel? First of all, let's talk about love. What does that feel like? What does love feel like? Love feels warm. Love feels like giving. Love feels like sharing. Love feels inspired. God, I'm just giving you my definitions, but what does it feel like to you? More importantly, where do you feel love? Where do you feel it? Do you feel it in your chest? Do you feel it in every fucking atom in your entire body? Every fiber holding you together? Every sinew of muscle? Every blood pumping through you, where do you feel it? Now, the interesting thing is, when you think about love, or you feel love, when you shift your focus to feeling love, now, when you feel it, sometimes it shifts your thoughts, right? You go, oh, you start to think about everything that makes you feel love, but that's a fucking fallacy. I like to look at it the other way, and when you look at it this way, it's much more powerful. And it's more, it's like we're reminding ourselves what it really is. That's what it's really like. Because you will find that when you feel love unconditionally, the relationships you create will become a crystallization, a manifestation, a result of that love that you feel. For example, when it's conditional love, it might be that you can't, this is what I get all the time. People come to me, they go, how do I make him like me? Which means, how do I make him make me happy? But even happiness can be felt unconditionally. It's one of those things when you allow yourself to feel things unconditionally, it becomes one of those things that you are so happy and vibrant that it affects you. For example, it affects other people. For example, if you're feeling love unconditionally, you might want to take your friends out for dinner. Or heck, you just want to, you just want to be around people. And because you're in such a good vibe, motion people come to you. Now, I am live streaming this, and I want to point out someone's comment. Now, KCat16 says, I don't feel it. My husband left our 25 years marriage for another woman. See, that's conditional. Now, I'm fucking pointing fingers here, but that's conditional. That's saying you don't feel it. Maybe what you were feeling was too much, and because it was too attributed to the relationship, that's the thing, right? When you feel love unconditionally, despite what's happening, despite the relationships, we zoom the fuck out. We stop looking at the details. We stop looking at the details because, as they say, the devil is in the details. Sometimes that's true. That what can drag us down, what can really make us feel like shit, is getting sucked up in those details. And often I find the detail is how. How do I make this happen? How do I feel unconditional love? How? Often I say you don't have to know how. Often you don't need to know why. You just need to know why you want to. That's enough. So there is a difference between love and relationships. And I want to get this across because I want to fucking sever the link. And I'm a dating and relationship coach, right? That's in the fucking title. But I want to sever the link because I want you to understand that they both have their own attributes as a fucking thing that exists in the world, right? Now, when we talk a little bit more about love being unconditional, I want you to understand that love, unconditional love, is like an ocean. That's a really good way of explaining it. It's like an ocean. You can step in it or you can step out it. When KCat16 says, I don't feel it, my husband left our 25-year marriage for another woman. And I get it. It's painful, right? It's painful. But you can step in it or you can step out of it. It is an ocean that you swim with. And what's so beautiful when you step in this ocean is that everything you do, every person you meet, every idea, every fucking action you take, every inaction you take is wet with this love. It's covered in the water of this ocean of love. You cannot do anything in the ocean without it getting wet, and it's the same thing. And the most important thing is when you step into that ocean, you meet other people who are in that ocean. How crazy is that? When it's conditional love, you're on the beach and you go, I want a little bit. So someone brings you a cup of water and they splash it on you and you feel pretty good because you want to step in the ocean, but you think someone else has got to give it to you. So you go, hey, can I have some more? And they go, I've run out. You go, why'd you run out? Because I only had this cup. It's like, how do I make him have more in his cup? It's like, he fucking run out. You can't make him more. If you want to swim in the ocean, swim in the ocean, but do not expect someone else to bring it to you. And then, right here, when we understand this, we then can step into the next level, which is where we talk about relationships. This is why when I'm working with people, when people do my 6-week program, we fucking redesign their love life from the ground up. Because what I found is nothing less than a full frontal assault on what we believe in is going to really create some amazing change. And why I say this is because sometimes we have some beliefs, sometimes we have some ideas, sometimes we have some feelings that fucking get in the way. And when I mean a full frontal assault, I don't mean it's like it's this aggressive thing, but what I want for you to understand is that when we work together, we're really taking a look at the same thing. We're talking about unconditional love. We're really taking a look at the fucking nuanced, deeper level. So for example, one of the weeks when we work together, we talk about openness. Because if openness is like an ocean, not only do you meet people who are open when you step into that openness ocean, but similarly, you get people wet with the openness. So it's kind of like understanding that this is why we talk about emotional transference. This is the fucking reason, is that people feel what you have to say more than they hear what you have to say, because when you are in this unconditional love state, you are bringing them into the ocean. You are splashing water on them. You're getting it everywhere. It's in their hair. It's in their fucking, on their body. It's just in their mind. In fact, when they leave the ocean, they smell like it. They got sand in the crevices. It's just, it's fucking everywhere, right? So I want you to get this, that unconditional love is the name of the game. That everything else is a reflection of this, right? But, and here's the big but, relationships are conditional. Relationships are. They are, instead of saying conditional, let's call them collaboration. If love is like an ocean and you can decide to swim in it and you say, but someone left me and I don't feel love anymore, and I'm saying that's a condition, that you were never in the ocean to begin with, and so that relationship wasn't, you know, it's, this is why I love problems. This is why when someone comes to me, they're saying, I am so sad, I'm the one on the other end going, that's fantastic. Because when you get upset, when you get hurt, when you get thrown a ball that you never wanted to catch, you can then decide that it was a reflection of you. The situation, the people, the whatever, the things we have in our life are always a reflection of who we are. So you have to get it that if life throws you a ball that you did not want, there was a part of you that wanted it, and now you get to be aware of it and move in the direction that you like. So relationships are collaborative. They are collaborative. If love is like an ocean, a relationship is like a tennis match. You hit the ball, they hit it back. In fact, dating is like tennis. You hit the ball, they hit it back. 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 Sometimes then you stop worrying. Are they going to hit the ball? Yeah, because you're fucking playing tennis. But then where people get confused is they date someone who doesn't hit the ball back. So they think they have to try harder. And this is why I say unconditional love comes first. Because when you're not in the beach, right? And you're not in the ocean, you're not in that mode. Whatever thing you do will not have that essence of love, right? Because the people you meet will also be a reflection because they're in the ocean with you. So when you're trying to play tennis with someone and they are just not in that state of mind, it's like, it's great. Because then you realize that that person is just not what you want. And sometimes we need to be in those situations to realize that we don't want to be in those situations. This is why I think, this is why I firmly believe that those darkest situations are always the best. Not the best, like, obviously, the darker situation. Well, let's scratch that. I don't mean the darker situation is always the best. What I mean is that the darker situations aren't so bad as people say. You know, from my own life, let's share some stuff about me. From my own life, I spent a lot of time really deep into meditation. In fact, I went to meditation retreats. I did all this other stuff. And the reason why I did it was because I felt like there was something wrong with me and I wanted to change it, you know. And also, I came from this belief that I thought that suffering was bad. Imagine just for a moment that suffering isn't bad. Now, sure, I can say this in my high and mighty throne, that I am a voice in your ears right now. And if you're watching me live, that I am a voice in your ears and some video to your face. But I love this because, you know, even Viktor Frankl, what is his Man's Search for Meaning? I've mentioned this before, right? He talks about this. So even in those darkest moments where you can find bliss, you can find joy. And when you can find that in any place, you can find it anywhere. This is why I say love is an ocean. It's expansive. And this is why jealousy is such a funny emotion. Sure, it's good to be jealous. Like, I'm not denying that, because when you're jealous, you realize what you want. Your body is saying, I want something I don't have. But jealousy from the assumption that if someone else has something you don't, then you're not going to get it is crazy because there's more ocean than people. Sure, we're polluting it. Sure, we're not doing a real, we're not real, as a human race, we're not generally friends with it. But there is so much of it. There's so much love. And you decide. So you decide if you're getting in or out. So there's a couple things I want to talk about. We did the big one. The big love is unconditional thing. Actually, let's tell you a story. Let's tell you a really personal story. You know when I discovered that love was unconditional? I was going through a breakup. Man, I can't believe I'm fucking telling the story. I was going through a breakup. And we were trying to make it work. We were trying. And I definitely was. And what happened was, it was in my state where I was really just trying to figure myself out. You know when you're in a shit situation and it really forces you to go deep? I was in this place. I remember we were lying in bed. And I'm just trying to figure out how that word, that fucking word, how to make us get back together. Because I loved her so much. And she didn't want to, not just then anyway. And I realized in that moment that she wasn't collaborating on the relationship, but she didn't need to collaborate for the love. That I could love unconditionally. And then once that happened, I started to sever ties. And when I severed ties, not with her, but with needing to feel love from external sources, outside of your internal sources, what I found was a beautiful thing. I started to be inspired. I started to move towards things because when you're in that ocean, you move towards the people who are already in that ocean. You become closer with those friends, even friends. You become closer with friends who are in alignment with that. This is fucking alignment. Alignment is being in the ocean or not being in the ocean. It's listening to the radio, it's not listening to the radio. And so, you know, I started to become very, very crucially aware of relationships that were collaborative, relationships that weren't, and people that were in the ocean and people that weren't. You know, I would catch up with friends and I'd realize that they were talking about themselves and I was just a sounding board. They could be talking to a mirror and I wasn't there. It was like a monologue and I just happened to be there. I remember going and catching up with like fucking lifelong friends and they're talking about themselves, but I could just tell that there was love there. Love is something that you give. It's not something you get. Love is something that you splash around with your actions. Love is something that exists. And you're just flipping it around. You're splashing each other because it's fun to splash each other with it. The other day, I did this joke. It's a joke where I felt really sentimental one day. And I've been toying around with merchandise, you know, putting my logo on stuff. And if you've been following me on Instagram, you've probably seen that. And so I decided to make my good friends a fake clothing label. So I designed up a logo called Uovo Fritto, which is Italian for fried egg, because one of my friends, his background is Sicilian Italian. So, you know, that was a joke when we were younger. We didn't know any Italian, so that's what we'd say. Uovo Fritto. And so I put it on a logo, I designed it, and I put it on a snapback. And I got it so professionally done that you would think it's real. Like, it was embroidered. And then I got made my friend another one with so the Uovo Fritto on the back and the logo on the front that I designed. Then I gave it to them. That love. That's love. Love is also if someone doesn't want to be around you. You go, great. Don't be around me. Then you fucking don't be around them because that's what they need. You don't go, you don't want to be around me? But where am I going to get my love from? You're my provider. that's like, they're like your fucking junkie. They're your junkie. And it's great if you love them to be your junkie. Like, I'm not denying that. This is why I often say, like, when people ask me to give them my opinion on their relationship or something like that, or I work with someone who's in a relationship, I've often joked, I either break people up because they weren't meant to be together, or I fucking make them the most solid couple that ever existed because they were. There is never a middle with me. And same thing when I work with people one-on-one. They either become the most fucking confident, most groundbreaking, most, how do I say this? Like, fucking shining light whenever they enter a room. And when it's so interesting. Like, they don't even know it. Like, one of my ex-clients, and if you're listening to this, hi, she sent me this email. I told her 1 month after we finished working, please send me an email. She sent me this email, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, you don't even notice it, but how powerful you are fucking talking with this. Like, I feel it. I am feeling it. The love and the joy and the openness and the power and the strength and the vibrancy, which is all the themes of the week. So when we work together, that's what we do. And I'm like, you don't even know it. And other people will know it. They won't even consciously know it because they'll just get splashed with it. You know, this is why I say that when we talk to people, we bring out parts of their personality, because you splash them with whatever you are feeling. If you are in the needy ocean, you splash them with that, or you go, please, I need more water. You're my provider of water. I need more. And he's like, I don't have any. This is why half the problems that people come to me, I think, are really silly, because you just got to get into the ocean. You just got to go for the swim. The paradigm in which most people ask questions is that of they're a junkie dealing with their drug dealer going, how do I get more love? But the factory's next door, it's the ocean, you just gotta fucking swim in it. It's there. And if you wanna feel it, and if you can't do it on your own, work with me. I wanna invite you to do that. You can go to Love on My Terms, loveonmyterms.com. You can apply for a free coaching call. My week is pretty open, so you can do it now. But usually it's not. And there's one last thing I want to share before we end this groundbreaking number 50 podcast. And that is your why. Now, you've heard a lot of people... Look, if you go anywhere online, it has become a huge cliche about you gotta know your why. That's the most important thing. What people say. You know, they're like, know your why. It's very important. Very, very important. And look, I think the why is very important. And here's why. Look. Okay, so here's my problem with why, and here's how I think we should take why. So first of all, get into the ocean. Get into that feeling. Get into the good vibration. Get into that alignment. Get into the where you need to go. That is always the first step, right? Because then when you're there, everything you do is affected by it. You know, even the relationships are affected by it. Even your work, even whatever you do, because your relationship is one thing, is your relationship with anything, you know, that is affected by it. Now, what most people don't realize with the whole why thing is that we do things for fucking reasons. We always have a reason. You listen to this podcast because you have a reason, right? But in the way I look at it, these whys, these reasons that we have are like neural synapses. We do this for this. We do this for this. We do this for this. Look at art. I love art as a beautiful example. Why do people do anything in art? Because they're expressing their fucking consciousness. When you look at art, you are like diving into someone else's reality. Their consciousness, the way they viewed the world, their expression, their crystallization of every fucking moment they've ever had, just like your relationship is going to be a crystallization, a condensation of every moment you've had put together. So when you get this, when you understand that the why is important, the why, and the reason why I want to share this out is that some people get obsessed in figuring out how this happens. And some people also get obsessed about why. Why does this work like that? Why does this work like that? Why does this work like that? When you are in that loving state, what only matters is your why. You don't need to know how, you just need to know why. That's it. Because then you connect more fucking subconscious neurons together, You connect more reasons, and when you're in that state, you are like pulled like gravity. Ask yourself, why do you want to work with me? But also ask yourself, why do you want growth? Why do you want to be happy? Because happiness feels good. It gives you more reasons to be happy. But then if you say, how do I be happy? That's not the question. How do you be happy is to feel happy. It ain't that hard. Feel happy unconditionally. Jump in that ocean. Why to feel happy? That's more important. Why to feel happy? Why? Why do you want to feel happy? Everything works. Happiness is better than pain. Anyway, that's all I want to put on that topic. And I might do more later when I've dived more deep into that. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You have been listening to the fucking cutting edge of like dating and relationships, that as a society, we grow in consciousness together. We create more technology, and technology is moving faster than consciousness. So you have been a part of the cutting edge of consciousness when it comes to love, relationships. And truth be told, every relationship that you have is still a relationship. Your relationship with money, jump into that ocean. Your relationship with passion, jump into that ocean. These are all relationships. Your relationship with your family, your relationship with your body. You have to remember, the stuff that I talk about can be applied to everything that you can have a relationship with. And since you are a single fucking point in the universe, and you are looking at other points, and if you do, you have a relationship with that. You have a relationship with this podcast. You have a relationship with your feet, you have a relationship with your cooking, you have a relationship with the food you eat, you have a relationship with the water that you drink. You have relationships with every little thing that enters your senses. Inanimate, animate, conscious, unconscious. So it's important to recognize this. So you are on the fucking cutting edge, the most exciting, the most fucking ferocious, passionate, excitement motion of thing when you listen to this, and we are together in this journey, because I am just as excited to share it as I am to fucking be a part of it too. So thank you so much. And if you do want to work with me, remember, love on my, what do I mean if you do, when you're ready to work, what am I saying, when you are ready to work with me, go to loveonmyterms.com, apply for a call, right? When you apply, you'll be given a link to book in your time. That is in your time zone, right? So when you do that, it's in your time zone, because fuck, I hate time zones. The amount of time someone's like, I'm in like Israel, I'm in America, I'm in Sweden, can we do this time? I'm like, ah, fuck that. I have this fucking booking system. It's great. You can book your time in, we can do this call, you can get in the mood, you can get in the mode, and my God, you are probably already in the mode, and there is nothing more exciting. And I say this with absolute cockiness, and I say this with absolute humbleness simultaneously, that there is nothing better for your relationships than talking to me. I really fucking say that with so much confidence, because when we do it, the amount of people that I've seen, you know what? When I first started working for myself, I didn't believe that. And the amount of people that like forced me to believe it, they're like, you've done so much for me, you've done so much for me. I was like, really? Little old me? But now I fucking believe it too, so I'm inviting you. Love on my terms. That's a special link that goes to my website, part of my website, which is gethimhooked.com. So loveonmyterms.com links to a section where you can apply for a call. And when you do, it's free, right? The first call is free. I'm like a fucking junkie dealer, right? No. I'm someone, I don't like to sell time. Right? I don't think it's worth my time. I don't think it's worth your time. And when you sell by time, people, it's like, I'd be like the Pied Piper. You know, if I sell by time, my time by time, it actually pays me to introduce more rats into the city, so that way I can be paid more to remove the rats. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that. I'm here to do a job. So with me, what happens is everyone gets one free call. Everyone gets one free call. And if we want to work further, we do a program. It's like a package. We have a goal. We do this and we achieve that goal, and your mind gets blown. So when you understand this, we don't charge for time. Why? Because everyone else does. And frankly, I used to charge for time, and fuck that. You know, it's like you become a junkie dealer. Let's get in the ocean, people. So thank you so much for listening. Right now it is 34 minutes and 45, 46, 47 seconds. Thank you so much. You have been amazing. I have also been amazing. And together we have created something amazing. Thank you so much. You've been a blessing. And I'll talk to you next week for the next of the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. Thank you.